Yeah, that's the one. That was our featured game yesterday, and Ballyspellin, we would say, caused a bit of a shock there, but as you say, a section one side getting to a cup final. It's back in the 1980s when that last happened, and it was Ardmore, in fact, that got to the final then. So it's been a long, long wait for a championship side to get into the final. But they thoroughly deserved it yesterday, batting first, getting 218. Craig Avril just falling seven short of a century. And Fox Lodge were deplorable. Their batting was shocking yesterday. Only four of their players reached double figures, and their top scorer was 21. Bowled out for 77. Thanks to some really good bowling by spinner Stephen McCluskey, who picked up 3 for 23, and Mark Avril, 2 for 12. So celebrations would have started down there last night. It's a great credit to them. The ground was absolutely magnificent looking yesterday, and there's been a lot of work done there, and it's good to see a little club like that getting to a senior final, albeit they're going to be massive underdogs.
They're massive underdogs, I suppose, because they're playing the Kings of the Cup, Donamana.
Absolutely, who had no problem yesterday beating Neighbours Brady. 279 for 8 yesterday, having lost their first two wickets for just two runs. But that's not the first time that they've turned that around. Yesterday, their professional, who had been struggling a little bit this season, he came good yesterday. Imran Butt, he scored a century, 105. Two good knocks also from William McClintock with 68 and Andy McBrien with 66. Getting that 279 for it. Bowling Brady out for 146. And it was the treble spun bowling that did all the damage yesterday. Andy McBrien 4 for 17. His father, Junior McBrien, 3 for 17. And Jordan McGonigal, 3 for 33. The three spinners picking up all 10 wickets, giving them a very, very comfortable 133 run victory.
So, where is the final and where's the what venue?
The venue now has been, first time for many years, it's back at Beechgrove Brigades Ground on the 28th and 29th of this month, Friday and Saturday. Two innings final, it always is. So let's hope we get a good crowd. I know that Donamana always brings their support, and it'll be fairly Ballyspellin. They had a fairly decent crowd there yesterday. So although they'll be the underdogs, one never knows, but they couldn't have picked a tougher opponent.
No, they certainly could not. And then you mentioned Ardmore being the last division championship side in the final. Were you involved in any shape or form at that stage?
I was at it, Miles, but no, I played a few years before that in cup finals for them, but not at that stage. But I remember being at that final and I was disappointed. I think it was Brigade beat them fairly comfortably in that one.
Okay, I was just thinking that maybe you had some connection. Well, I suppose you had earlier in your career, obviously.
I still have connections with Ardmore, surely.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's turn our attention to the Premier Division. Drummond taking on Coleraine.
Yeah, Coleraine needed to win to get back on top, and they did just about that. 182 for 5. Graham Hume, the South African professional, 49 not out. But it wasn't a great score, but Drummond got close enough to 153, beat by 29 runs. Adam McDade's top scoring again with 34. But they just don't seem to be able to get their head in front in any of these games. They put up decent performances, but still winless.
And in the other match, Brigade taking on Eglinton, Brigade winning there.
Yeah, low scoring game that one. Eglinton 137. Their professional Trevor Gowrie, 37 top scoring. Brigade skipper Andy Britton picking up 4 wickets for 22. Brigade had a little bit of a scare at one stage. They lost 6 wickets, but thanks to 43 from David Murdoch and 42 from David Barr, it saw them through by 4 wickets. They leave them still in third place and on the heels of both Coleraine and Donamana.
And just looking at the table, I suppose a three-horse race in some respects, Coleraine, Donamana and now Brigade breaking away from the rest.
Yeah, that was expected even before a ball was bowled this year, mind that those three are above everybody else, really. So it's going to be all down to that. Of course, they all have to meet each other again, so there's still a lot of cricket to be decided yet. But Coleraine have got their noses in front now. And Donamana were due to play Brady today, but if the Willers anybody like it, Donamana, if it is where I am, there'll not be much cricket played there today, so that'll be a rearranged game, which doesn't help Donamana because they would have wanted to get a win back top today. But as I say, unless the Willers dramatically changed up there, I can't see very much cricket today.
And just briefly looking at the Sammy Jeffrey Shield, Bonds Glen, too strong for Strabane.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock because Bonds Glen just won their first league game last week. And Strabane Park yesterday, Strabane would have been very hot favourites, but Bonds Glen got the better of them. And we had a good result yesterday, St Johnson, a very good result yesterday, beating Burnaby. They booked their place in the next round. And in the other game, New Bullings, very comfortable winners, beating Killiecluny. Two Centurions in that match, Pete Salmon, their professional, scored 100, and Tommy Thompson also got 100. So St Johnstone's through that. They like that cup, St Johnstone's, and they were probably good shows yesterday beating Burndella. But the shackles around undoubtedly was Bonds Glen beating Strabane.
And Ballyspellin obviously not able to playing in the cup. When will that be played against Glendermot?
Yeah, that'll probably just have to. I don't think it's rearranged as yet, but they're caught a hoop now. They'll play anybody, anywhere, at any time now. Looking forward to this final.
Yeah, I suppose it's a great boost to them. And, you know, what effect do you think it might have on their chances of getting up into the Premier Division next season?
Well, they're not that far off the top, Mike, to be honest, at the moment. And they were a bit unlucky to lose last week to New Buildings, according to them. Yesterday I was talking to a few of their players. But the one problem that they're going to have in the final, although Dunamana is going to be similar, that one of their, in fact, probably their best player, young Kennedy, Graham Kennedy, he's been selected for Ireland Under-19 World Cup, and they're away on that particular day, so it's heartbreaking for him, and we're bitterly disappointed. They didn't inquire with Ireland even before they got through to the final, would he be released, but they were told no chance. So he's one of their better players, young 17-year-old, very promising, but he's going to be missing. But then Andy McBride apparently is also going to be missing the Dunamana lineup. But Dunamana can replace Andy McBride a lot better than maybe Ballyspellin can replace young Kennedy.
Yeah, it's difficult for the smaller clubs when they don't have that big panel.
It is indeed, as I say. But then again, the young is progressing, and you can't really... If you do turn down these Ireland calls, minors, they sometimes forget about you very, very quickly. So it's just, it was a quandary for them, but he had a pick quandary, to be fair to him.
Oh, yeah. And I suppose being on the shop window then, maybe for a professional club looking for him.
Well, absolutely. He's only 17, and he can bowl and bat, so he's a good all-rounder. He looked very good yesterday, both with the bat and the ball. And as you say, on the stage of the World Cup, there's going to be county sides all watching those games, and he's not going to be seen as much here as he would be in those games, so you can see why he has to go and play for Ireland.